Friend and fisherman Josh Mills has a great tip called Keep 'em Wet. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Wanted to let your listeners know about a really cool movement that's happening within the fly fishing and fishing community. And it was actually started by a gentleman named Brian Husky out of Boise. And it's called the Keep 'em Wet. So if you look up on your social media and you see guys with fish or gals with fish or whatever, and it's to promote proper fish handling practices, because men greater than myself have said before, fish sometimes are too great of a resource to catch just one time. So if you're going to be not retaining the fish, there's a lot of good handling practices. You can check them out on Keep, so that's E-M, so keepemwet.org. So keepemwet.org, and you can go in there and look at the things that affect fish and when you are trying to land them, what it's like, how air exposure really can drastically hurt a fish. Hero shots are awesome, but there's a better way that we believe, especially if you're dealing with salmon and steelhead. There are some studies that show that they lose upwards of 30% of their reproductive capabilities. It adversely affects their biology as they spend more and more time out of the water. And there's certain rivers, especially over on the Olympic Peninsula or the Washington State, that some of the steelhead are caught at. The Boga Shield is estimated in one of their runs most recently, every fish was caught 1.3 times. So you have multiple exposures, and angling is part of our responsibility is proper fish handling. So go and check them out, keepemwet.org.
And do a fish a huge favor. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.